bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we had special guest Eli Mathewson in the studio.
From New Zealand.
From New Zealand, I did spring him on something. I dare say
busted.
I busted him.
Yeah.
Not in that way.
There it is. It's been put out there now. Can't be taken back.
So to find out what I busted him on, listen to this. This is a Triple Threat podcast. And in the studio with us, Eli Mathewson. Good morning.
Hi, hello.
You can get some claps.
Oh, that's so
not
nice.
Not the clap. We don't give that out here.
Good.
Don't get at least too close not as to James.
Okay.
But James can recommend a good clinic, so
okay, that'd be good.
We have very good clinics here in Melbourne.
I've been to all your doctors. I've been very sick this month, so I've been to a few different doctors.
Oh, no.
And they're bad.
What?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to critique Australia. I had to go on antibiotics, and the doctor was like, okay, I'm going to put you on antibiotics. I know you're doing a comedy show, though, so don't worry. You can still drink on these.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you can still have 2 to 3 drinks a night.
Okay, and you're saying doctors are bad because?
No, yeah. I don't know.
It sounds like he definitely knew your needs.
Yeah, he did.
And he catered to them.
Yeah. So, to be honest, yeah, they're great doctors. And you guys should be proud. Advance Australia Fair.
From New Zealand. You're practically Australian.
I know, exactly.
Only when we want you, though.
Yeah, that's true. You're not Russell Crowe, so we'll have you.
Yeah. We got to change our flag, though. Like, we almost got the chance to change our flag from pretty much your flag.
New Zealand, you had one thing to do.
I know.
And you failed at it.
But did you look at the thing they made? It was like, it was a clip art.
Better than what you got now.
No.
Our flag.
With red.
Clip art.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, you were just saying off air, which is really cool, that you're staying in a puppet workshop.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, it's an appointment-only puppet shop called Magical Kingdom. We found it on Airbnb, and I showed it to my friends that a few other New Zealand comics are here, and I was like, we've got to stay here. And they were like, that looks creepy. But I just pressured them until we could stay there, and it is the most amazing place.
And I'm guessing the owner, Geppetto, is lovely?
Yeah, really good. He did turn one of us into a puppet.
Yeah.
But that's right. We didn't like him anyway.
That's crazy. Are there puppets everywhere that they're sleeping?
And all hanging about, and there's like tiny little shelves with other tiny toys. They've collected, like, obviously just lots of, there's like tiny ETs. There's just stuff everywhere.
ET. Phone home, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like a
puppet
abbreviation for some kind of puppet.
No.
Are they all like the same kind of puppet, or do you have hand puppets and those other puppets that have strings?
There's lots of the marionettes. That's the ones with strings. Yeah. There's some creepy ventriloquist ones. You know the one in Goosebumps?
I was about to say,
you just walked into an R.L. Stine novel.
Yeah, there's one that looks exactly like whatever his name. Is he called Happy Face or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Gosh, good memory.
Anyway, it's great. Yeah. If you've got the Face Swapper app on Snapchat, it's a dream. It's paradise.
Are there any ventriloquist ones so you can actually do the talking one?
They are, but they're in a locked cabinet.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, yeah. They also do pet portraits there if anyone wants that. They'll do a portrait of your pet for $300. Just advertising their business.
Stop going back for a while.
Don't do that.
That's a very random place to stay, for sure.
It's really made the festival, you know, something else.
Something special.
We're glad that you've made it this week, because it was, I think, nearly a month ago. A month or 3 weeks ago.
Probably 3 weeks ago.
We said that you were coming and you did not come.
It was a horrible day for me.
Were you hungover?
Yes.
Find the antibiotics and 3 drinks. That way you can blame our doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's why I'm angry at your doctors.
And then I thought I may have seen you on an app yesterday. I was going to send you a message saying, don't sleep in tomorrow, but I thought that would be... That would be weird.
James, because he's in the audience, like, I'm pretty sure I saw our guest today on an app. Don't tell me you saw him last night.
That one.
Okay, yeah. That's
Eli Mathewson with us in the studio. Now, you grew up as you say, a card-carrying Christian teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just pulled out your wallet. Have you still got the card?
Have you still got a card?
Yeah, I do. No, I've just got a Mikey. And...
Don't get us started on the Mikey.
Yeah.
It's another religion. What was the transition like?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The transitional process... I guess when I was a teenager, I mean, come and see the show and you'll find out all about it. But
okay, end of interview.
Wrap it up.
when I was a teenager, I kind of knew that I wasn't really into God and stuff, but I used to like singing in the church rock band, so I was still in it for that reason. And then
really wanted a part in Jesus Christ Superstar, didn't you?
Exactly. Yeah. And the reason that I actually stopped going to church is because we did a school production of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I was like, well, I couldn't make practice for the church band anymore, and then I started doing Joseph. And the rest, they say, is history.
Hallelujah.
I think I don't know whether it's like the fact that, you know, the uber Christian boys, you know, untouchable, or whether like, because I just think there's something really hot about them.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're not one anymore.
Well, maybe so. I can rejoin the church and then gain that appeal back.
So when I was traveling, I met this guy on a walking tour, and he was on like a journey of self discovery. Mm-hmm. That's his quote. He was 19, and he said, "James, so I'm just traveling South America for a few weeks just to try and find myself, because I've just kind of realized that maybe God isn't real." I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah. And he's like, my dad's a pastor, and I don't know what to do.
Tricky.
I'm like, all right, let's go and have lunch.
Oh my gosh.
So he was so cute.
Did you help him find
the light?
Oh my God.
the light? No, well, we did spend a very long night on a rooftop in Buenos Aires drinking Spanish wine, and Argentinian wine. So that was nice. We saw the sunrise.
I've got a friend who's converted, like, I would say more over three, at least three Christian boys.
wow, that's a good number.
Yeah, yeah. He's in Christchurch. He didn't convert me. I'll end that here. Because there's only so many gays in Christchurch. It's about 11.
You have to move to Auckland, do you?
Yeah.
To find someone new.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Australia, like you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And the app goes a lot longer. There's a lot more faces on there.
Well, Eli, your show is here for the rest of the week. The Comedy Festival is nearly finished.
Yeah.
But people can come and see you. For more information, head to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. Thank you so much for coming
in. And far out, man. Watch out for those puppets. All right?
I will.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.